Welcome to Enneagram with JB, a podcast about Enneagram personalities, where you'll uncover and discover more about yourself and others through the helpful tool of the Enneagram. I'm your host, Julie Underwood.
Julie, can you believe that it is the end of 2023?
I can't. I literally found something that we bought for my little kids last year for their bikes, and we said we were going to attach it, and it has been a year, and we have not attached it, and we both feel terrible.
Oh, I feel like this year flew by. There's, you know, lots of good and bad, I think, that happened in 2023, for sure, you know, just probably in people's personal lives and then globally. I can't believe it. There's just so much to reflect on. And I have a friend, Garrett Hornbuckle, and he was on this podcast with his wife just a little bit ago. But he had come to town and we had taken our kids out for ice cream, them and their friends. And he's like, okay, we're going to play a game. And we're all like, what kind of game are we playing? You know, you never know with him. And he's like, we're gonna tell a high, low buffalo. And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're going to tell me a high of the day, a low of the day, and a buffalo is something that just was a surprise that you just didn't expect. So I thought it would be kind of fun for us to do that, to just talk about, like, whether it's personal or professional, something that just whatever, you know, what's a high that happened in 2023 when you're reflecting on the year? Is there something that you're like, that was really awesome?
I turned 40 this year.
You did.
Yes, you did. I don't know if that's awesome, but
that is good. No,
I made it to 40. My little guy turned 10, and my husband turned 50. So it was kind of a big year for us.
So my high in 2023 would definitely be the release of my newest book, The Enneagram in Your Marriage. That was a big deal. I feel like that book has been birthed out of 24 years at that time of marriage, ups and downs, highs and lows. And it was my heart behind that book, and it is probably forever will be, is this desire for emotional connection. I want people to really feel seen, known, and understood by their partner. And so seeing that book launched into the world and it doing really well. But I do have another high that I want to say too, that is was super surprising. But the Enneagram Essentials card deck that was released a year ago that I created, that card deck was put in the Anthropology gift guide for 2023. And it sold out in a matter of weeks. And that's that amazing. I was shocked. That was shocking to me in the best way. So maybe that's my buffalo, but I have personal buffaloes too. But yeah. But that was another really big thing that happened. That was like, that's incredible. That's really cool to see the hard work pay off in some ways.
Well, and to get into a lot of people's hands, like I'm sure it's a gift that people are going to be giving. And that's really cool because it's the gift that keeps on giving. So that is so neat. Congratulations on that. That's really, really cool.
We went to go put something out about it on socials, and my social team, they were like, hey, so it's sold out. And it was like 3 weeks later. I was like, this is incredible. Okay. So what's something that you're like, man, something a low could be that you learned about yourself or you didn't expect or something hard that happened.
I'm having a really hard time with my low. I will say my surprise. So my buffalo right now would be, I didn't anticipate being a homeschool mom this year when 2023 started. It was just a regular year. And now the surprise of that is that my son is doing so much better and I've actually enjoyed it. And it was probably part of my low as well. We had some really low moments, but I really, really feel like God came through in that area and just gave me a lot of wisdom to know to pursue that option. And then also has given me the strength to push through and make this a really good year for him. So I can see these little wins that like I had in my head that I'm like, I just really need to see this get better. And it did. And even just my son just being able to say like, mom, I don't have anxiety anymore and I don't feel scared or nervous to go to school. Like that's huge. So that's pretty cool.
That is kind of like the low around like, oh, this is hard for my kid.
Yeah.
And watching that and then the surprise that turned it around.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when we pursued that, there was no openings. And so my son was like, Mom, I can't do regular school anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what else we're going to do. And so I said, let's pray about it. Let's just start praying about it. And we prayed about it every day and we got a phone call. And I think it was really cool to see that God opened that door for him. And he was like, look what God did. And I'm like, yeah, look what he did, you know? So that was a really neat thing.
That is like, it's faith and action, you know? It's really cool.
Yes. And he's my kid who needs to see, you know? He's my little doubting Thomas. So that was really cool.
That is cool. I'm like you. I think it's us, you know, the sevenness of our personalities where I'm like Lowe's. I don't know. We just reframe everything to the positive. What are you talking about, Lowe's? I'm like, are there lows? There's been some hard seasons. There's been hard moments. You know, I've got teenagers in high school. And so I think some of the hard conversations that have had to happen this year or seeing some different stuff, you're like, oh, I didn't realize we'd have to talk about that yet. Or you know, just friendships and things like that. That has been uncomfortable probably on the lower side of like, ugh. I have to talk about that. I don't know that there's been lows as far as personal lows or even business lows necessarily. I think it's been a year of showing up in consistency, and that has paid off. So I don't know that it's a low, but it is slow. There has been a slow downshift of consistency that my sevenness was not used to, but I'm recognizing that healing happens in the quiet spaces. And so as much work as I do with other people, there's a lot of work that I do on myself in this space. And so I think that is that. And then I'm older than Julie. And so I'm like in that mid 40 range. And I think I'm surprised at how when you sleep, you can wake up and you're like, I think I sprained my wrist in my sleep. that kind of stuff is a little surprising to me. So I'm like, oh, I don't love that. But yeah, so I don't know that there's definitely lows except for, I don't love that. And the buffaloes probably are those moments of like, oh my gosh, opportunity, things yeah. that you just dreamed about that are happening. You know, really, really thankful for God's provision for me and my family this past year in 2023. So, okay. So we've had a great lineup on the podcast, all kinds of people. We've talked about so many different topics within the Enneagram system and some different modalities. We've also had some conversations that are just, you know, more personal and lighthearted and gives you guys as the audience a little bit of insight into Julie and I's crazy life. But this year, when I reflect on it, I hope that people have found growth. I hope that people have resonated with some of the conversations. You know, if I'm being honest, as a coach, the work I do with the Enneagram, it's self-awareness. So some of the work does sting. But I hope that the sting then causes some notice. So you can investigate like, why did that hurt? What is that about? Have you had any of those moments as far as like Enneagram awareness, things that you're learning about yourself? Have you had any of those stings this past year?
I think the one that stands out to me would be the seven is just never satisfied. And I can see that in so many areas of my life. And I'm like, oh, that is what that is. I mean, just recently I was standing in the middle of Disney World. And I'm like, this is okay. And I'm like, golly, like some people would just be like freaking out thinking that this is amazing. I'm like, this is okay. But that is very much just kind of where I'm at. Like there's always more, you know, like I think about the Little Mermaid song when she's like in the grotto and she's got all her stuff and she's like, but I want more, you know, she wants to walk or whatever. So I just think that's funny. And I really relate to that song. And I sing it to my little guy all the time. And I'm like, buddy, like it's never enough. It's just never enough. And and that's a hard pill to swallow as a seven, but I'm also seeing it. And then I can be like, it is enough. It's okay. Like walk away for a second. It's enough.
I've done the same work, I think, around that piece too. And it's the idealism too of a seven. So like we think things should be a certain way. And then when they don't end up that way, we're disappointed. So there's, I feel like there's two positions of the seven where there's this like idealistic way of how life should be, right? So it should look like this. And there's also, but I'm never really present in the moment to take it in because I'm always looking at the future of how it, of what else or what's next. So learning to be fully present has been one of those things that I've worked at this past year. And one of the ways that I've done it is in my quiet time in the morning. I have like purposefully invested that time in myself, with my devotional and just kind of slowing things down. And like, it's not perfect, you know, because that's the reality. It's never going to be perfect, but it is helping me take in what's happening around me. Like it is enough. Even last night, I was going to get a cup glass of water and then going to bed. And I had looked at my husband and I just said, "Hey, I love our house. Like I love where we live." And that is a big, you know, that's a big thing, like, because there is this like, oh, we could do this or we could do that or we could buy this. And I just looked around and I thought, no, I am content. I am safe. I am satisfied, which is a really hard place, I feel like, for a seven to get to, is like satisfied.
So hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've ever actually felt it.
Yeah.
In the full range.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the more self-awareness work for me has definitely shown that in all areas of my life. Even we were at like this festival, this Christmas festival this weekend, and all the food trucks, all the things. And I'm like, what do I want? So I got one thing and I'm like, I'm going to come back and get this. And then when we came back, I just was like, yeah, I don't need that. Like, I don't need it. You know, my kids were like, what about this? And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, I don't need that. Like there's so much of that reflection of like, slow down, hold on a second. That reflection piece is huge. That I think for an Enneagram 7 and all the Enneagram types have different areas that kind of stand out in this way. Where, you know, the one, it might be like, not satisfied because things are not, they're idealistic too. So it's like things should look like this, or it should, like the order should look like this or whatever. So there's like that element of like, I'm not satisfied until. Twos are going to be on the relational side of like, I feel like this could be better, like this relationship or connection should be better. It shouldn't be so hard, and relationships are hard. So, you know, connection is difficult. So that could be frustrating. You know, the Enneagram 3, it's achievement based. It's like the more I do, the better I am. So there's this drive inside of a 3. The 4 feels like misunderstood often. And so like if people really knew me, or if I felt really accepted, you know, there's some of that. The 5 often is overwhelmed, I think. You could speak into that. Like, what do you see on the 5? Because your husband's a 5.
Yeah, overwhelmed, kind of waiting for the shoe to drop is what I would say a lot with the 5. Like, okay, what's the next thing? Like, what's going to break next? Where's the money going to go next? You know, like just never being able just to rest and fully trust, fully abide in, you know, what God's doing. Like abide would be a good word for a 5, I feel like, this year or this coming up year. Yeah.
What about a 6? Because you lean into that 6 wing more than I do. So what do you feel like if the 7 is like, I'm never satisfied, there's always more. What do you think about the 6 side of it? How do you see that play out?
So I see, and I probably just experienced this because we surprised the kids with a trip to Disney World recently. And so I was doing all the prep, like everything, like I'm in my element when I am prepping and packing and making sure everyone's got all their things. And it's just funny, like I get a little manic around that. And so I do have to kind of be like, okay, take a breath, live in the moment. You can't prepare for it all. It's okay. Like it's going to be okay. And we laugh that my boys are going to marry someone who like doesn't have Band-Aids in their purse, or, you know, like an extra snack or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey guys, I'm really sorry. Like I've done this to you, but you're going to expect that and it's not going to happen. But at that manic energy, I feel I felt it like December 1st and it crept in really fast. And I was like, wait a minute, it's okay not to be ready December 1st, for goodness sake. And I'm still not. I mean, we're a couple weeks before Christmas when we're recording this and it's not ready at all. I have not ordered one single thing. So that's a problem for a six, because I'm like, I can feel the anxiety, but I'm like, you know what? It's fine. They don't know and they're not going to care.
Yeah, my daughter's a six, and some of that, like, I want to be supported, but I don't want to be overwhelmed by the support. So I think sometimes that can be frustrating, you know, for the six and that way too. The sevens we talked about, that, you know, the eights, I feel like there's just so much energy and it's like, go do all the things. And then I feel like they have a hard time being present as well. Like put your feet on the ground, take a look around at the other people. Like, are they on board with you? Or are they just going with you because you're charging ahead? Like, how do you feel satisfied in all of these ways? I think so much of it stems in, like, or leans into connection. Like, how are you going to feel satisfied? It has a lot to do with, it has with the connections that are around you. So not just by yourself, you know, and the eight, kind of slowing down and looking around and like, does everybody want to do this? Or is this just my thing? And sometimes it's okay for us to have our thing that we want other people to participate in. So we are not saying that's bad at all. It's just kind of like, are there other things too that we should add to this? This is after Christmas that you guys are hearing this. So I don't know what the holidays have looked like for you guys, but we can't wait to tell you guys about ours in January. Yeah. So, and then the nine again, I think it's that present piece too for the nine, where it's kind of like, this is, everything's kind of chaotic around me. I'm just going to kind of quietly like go in, retreat into my own space, my own shell, because it all feels so much for the nine. There's so much expectation pulling on them. It can feel just too much, where the seven is like, bring all the too much. I want to feel it all. You know, the nine is like, how about we don't? What if we didn't? I went for coffee with Beth McCord, who is an Enneagram 9 recently. And we had a great conversation about all kinds of things, but we were talking about family, and where I'm like amped up, she's like turning it down. And it's so funny, just the differences.
Now, do sixes kind of lead in that too? I feel the same around the holidays too. Like, I love all the fun and I love gathering. But then also I'm kind of like, I mean, we don't have to do that Christmas tree lighting thing. Like, it's like a lot of people. Like, do we have to deal with that? You know? So I don't know. I do feel like Steve and I both have a six. And so we both are kind of like, I mean, it's fine. Let's not do that. Like, that's too much.
Maybe. I find that if there's going to be a lot of opposition for me as a seven, then I'm not interested. So if I'm going to have to listen to the kids whine and complain, I'm already mad before we ever got in the car. I'm fuming and they're like, what is wrong with her? But I'm anticipating them complaining about the tree lighting or you know, that we didn't go the right way to go look at lights or whatever it is. I have really opinionated children. So like, I think that sometimes it's like, if you know, sevens are conflict avoidant, even though we're feisty and fiery and we like to have a good time, there is a good amount of avoidancy around conflict so chaos that is not fun chaos. We're all about fun chaos, but chaos that is going to make things miserable, I don't want to do it. So I think some of that is, I don't know if it's, you know, necessarily going into the six as much as it is in the seven, avoiding the emotions. That if it was just you and Steve going to a tree lighting, you'd go get your hot chocolate and probably enjoy it. But if it's you, Steve, and the kids, and they're going to complain, and then they're going to have a snack and all the other things that are going to happen, then you're probably like, never mind.
Totally. We were on a couple different rides, lines waiting, and it wasn't that long. And the kids were just starting, like, they were just doing their thing. And I was like, let's leave. Like, I don't really care. And Steve's like, but you really want to ride this? I'm like, I actually really don't care. So let's just go ahead and get out of line. There's an exit right here. Like, it's not worth it to me. Like, there's no Jungle Cruise that's going to make up for this, you know?
Yes. I think there's, you know, because my kids are older and I feel like I'm getting a little bit of lift in some of these areas, a little bit. I still have the twins are 15. So it's still a lot of times, but there is a little bit lift around like, what do I actually want? Like, what do I actually care about? So Steve and I will be married like 25 years, December 31st. We're doing this big trip for our anniversary. Things were shaken out with that trip. And it wasn't working as far as like, just with our kids and things like that. So I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should just cut the trip down. Maybe we shouldn't do the trip. And, I really, really want to do this trip, but the 7 has this position, the 2, 7, 9, actually this grouping, you'll see this a lot in this, and not saying that the other numbers, I'd love for you guys as you're listening to this, regardless of your number, to maybe even take a note of this, and see what you think about it. In even those 2, 7, 9s, like this is not a blanket statement. We just happen to see this more in this 2, 7, 9 like grouping, but it's like, if you are okay, I'm going to figure out how to be okay. And so the 7 oftentimes functions like this because of early childhood. They just had to. They could have had really good situations, but still, like, on the emotional side of things, I'm just gonna, whatever, if that makes you happy, that's gonna make it easier. So we'll just do what you want to do, and I'll figure it out later. So, and then you think about us as parents, so much of our life is like, whatever is going to make them stop, I will do. As 7 parents, you know, there's other numbers that are going to look different at that. So in this trip, it was like, okay, if I have to cut it short and that makes you guys better, then fine. And my husband said, we're not cutting this trip short. We're taking this trip. This is an important trip for us. And I felt really good to have somebody advocate and step in, because my go-to autopilot self is like, just reduce it. Just reduce the tension and just forget it. I'll figure something. Forget it. I'll get Chinese food and be happy on the 31st and ring in the new year. Who cares? You know, but I do care. And that's the part that eventually, not in a selfish way, but we start to really take notice of what we do care about. Because if we, regardless of your number, if you find yourself repressing what you care about, what you want, and that you're allowing other people's emotions or frustrations to dictate what happens, it's going to show up. It's going to show up one way or another in our lives.
It's going to boil over at some point in every number.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, that's a huge thing that I think this year I'm recognizing. Is like, do I care about it or don't I care about it? I kind of love that question, like as we kind of close out 2023, right? I love this place of reflection for all of us. What are we saying and do we really mean it? I think it takes a lot of space to be able to ask yourself that question and be honest. So it's like, hey, do you want to, you know, what do you think about this weekend's plans? And it's like, whatever you want to do is totally fine. And then when it comes time to it, I'm like, man, I really wanted to read that book. I am pretty go with the flow and I love to go. So, but there is this draw that I'm finding towards the healthier side of my Enneagram 7 that is like, quiet and rest and some solitude. And in that, there's so much healing power that happens in that space. And I think like I'm a better human when I am allowing myself to recognize what it is that I really care about. What do I actually want and need? And so there was a night this past month that I decided I was finishing up this Lego Christmas village that I bought, you guys, maybe that is even my buffalo. I don't know. There's so many good things that happen.
It's like a whole little village.
It is a Christmas village. And I've always looked at like the little villages to buy, like, oh, we should do a Christmas village. And I just never do it. You know, there's so many other things that pull on our finances this time of year that I'm like, that's just, but this year, and I do think it has a lot to do with reflection. I think it has a lot to do with me learning about the healthier rhythm of my life. But I was like, babe, I want to buy the Christmas village the Lego one. And I want to build this as a family. Like, I'd like to do this together. And so when Ashlyn came home for Thanksgiving, we all sat down after Thanksgiving and spent some time building this together. It was such precious. It was like 2 hours. Everybody was together. And it was like, it was so calming and quiet. And, you know, like at the end, there was a finished product. And if you guys know anything about the Enneagram 7, sometimes they have a hard time finishing. Great starter, horrible finisher. So anyway, so there's one part of the project that needed to be finished. And I had kind of put it off because I was like, I just want to be able to enjoy that time. And so the other day I was like, okay, you know what? Everybody's doing their own thing. And I really want to just take an hour and sit at the dining room table and put this little house together and just finish it. And there's something so beautiful in that. And I gave myself that time. One of my daughters came in, she was studying for an exam. So she was a little bit prickly. And I said, I'm going to leave the room for a little while because I want this to be enjoyable and it doesn't feel enjoyable. And so she, you know, she was mad at me that I left it, but then I came back a little bit later and finished it. But I recognized, like, I enjoy that slower pace. I enjoy completing tasks. I enjoy some of these things that the older me is probably going to enjoy it a whole lot more. But the younger me, it was always about like doing this and doing that, creating this and doing this, our project, all this stuff with the kids, everything. So like amped up that I'm recognizing the healthier version of me is actually, it actually moves a little slower. And recognizes, like, I recognize what I need. I'm going to take the time to do those things without feeling guilty. And that's hard. That's really hard for all of us to be able to. I don't know that it's hard for everybody, but there's quite a few numbers that it's hard for us to feel like it's okay for us to do things that are just for us.
Totally. Yes. If I go a whole weekend day and haven't done anything for myself, that could even be like accomplish a task that I want to get done. Like I want to clean the bathroom or something. I am uphill at the end of that day when it's just been about everybody else. I am just like, you burn it down. Like I'm done with all of you. I can't go on. I'm in a horrible mood. And it's my fault because I gave and gave and gave and gave and just didn't put anything back in the water jug.
I find myself in that place a lot. And so 2023 for me has been a year of slowing down, of reflecting, finishing what I start, dreaming big dreams and help, like asking people to partner with me to accomplish some really big dreams, which is very vulnerable and scary. But that's the growth side of things. Like it's okay for you to ask for help. And as an Enneagram 7, the messaging is I can't trust anybody to help me with anything. It's all on my shoulders. That's not true. Like you've got to find your people. So community is so important. People need people. You heal in community. So we need to move towards people. But when I think about the reflection of 2023, there's, you know, what I've learned is to slow down, is to be present with myself so that I can be present with the people around me. And I'd love for you guys to just reflect on 2023. What has worked? What hasn't worked? Is there a takeaway from 2023 that you're like, okay, I'm going to build on this. Like this is, I'm taking this into 2024 with me. There's so much that we hope that you guys will look back on in 2023 for your own story, your own self, see what works, see what didn't work, reflect on your feelings, reflect on, you know, your thoughts, you know, where did you think you would be? Are you there in those kind of things? I'm not a huge New Year's resolution kind of person, but we'll be talking about that in January for sure. Because I have some different thoughts on it going into this next year. But we hope that you guys will join us next year as we continue to uncover and discover more about each Enneagram personality type through different modalities with lots of special guests and Julie and I having lots of real honest conversations about life and community and connection.
Thank you for joining us today. Join us next time as we continue our conversation about the Enneagram and what it means for your relationships. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're there, we'd love for you to leave a review. Your kind words help others find the show. For more great Enneagram content, resources, and individual coaching, you can visit enneagramwithjb.com. And while you're there, make sure to order Jackie's newest book, The Enneagram and Your Marriage. We'll see you next time on Enneagram with JB.